How do we live without losing our life? This is the task at hand. And most people just do not understand this. In fact, they refuse to understand it. How do you live your life without losing what is precious? How do I live without losing my life? This is an art in living in this world. It is easy to lose this art and not to understand it, not even give it a second thought. We've been told many, many times about our living. Our living makes our life. Our life is the final word of our living. How do you live? Well, people will say it has to do with objects and money and people and things. We have cluttered up our life with so many things: politics, sports, religion. We don't even understand the virtue of life at all. We have no respect for the meaning of our living and how it pertains to our life, how it brings us to our life. In my meditations, in my own inner work, this has been very important for many years. As I go to hospice and I deal with people there, they don't understand that how their living went, so did their life. And at the end, they had no life at all. None whatsoever. And this is why they could not go into death consciously. It was more of a forced thing, an effort. And for many, it was nothing more than punishment. Consequence, one more consequence for how they lived. Every time I read this little passage by Chuang Tzu, people like it. They like to hear it because it bespeaks of a philosophy that we would like to think we could live in such a world. But we don't. Because everybody's living is more important than their life. If you consider riches and honor to be important, says Lao Tzu, you will only bring calamity to your life. The way of heaven is this: when you have done with your work, simply be done with it. Retire. That does not mean retire as we think of it, but rest. The teaching from Chuang Tzu that you all like so much. In an age when life on earth was full, no one paid any attention to worthy men, nor did they single out men of ability. Rulers were simply the highest branches on the trees, and the people were like deer in the woods. They were honest and righteous, without realizing that they were simply doing their duty. They loved each other and did not know what it was to have to, so to speak, love thy neighbor as thyself. They simply did not deceive one another nor themselves. They were people to be trusted. They were reliable and did not know that this was good faith. This was generosity. This was kindness. They lived freely together, giving and taking, and not knowing they were being generous. For this reason, their deeds were not narrated. They made no history. There's a little more to this story than that. Chuang Tzu goes a little deeper. These people, they slept without dreams, woke without worries. Easy come, easy go. They took life as it came in gratitude. If you and I live without dreams, and that's what Lao Tzu was teaching in the Tao, to live without the distraction of what we want over what is. If we can sleep and live without the desire of ambition and pride, we come into virtue. This virtue removes us from worry. We realize things will come and things will go. Easy come, easy go. And we do not fret about it. We live life gladly. Whatever comes our way, we are grateful. We don't teach our children this. Adults can't be taught it either. I've tried for many years. They just can't be taught. Their need for self-preservation rules their life. So they have no way of really understanding what it means that we are taken care of. That something in the goodness within us is helping us. It is a privilege, an honor to take care of people, to help them. I've had many people in my lifetime not understand this. Generosity to most people is too expensive to their ego, their pride. There's no gentleness. There's no consistency in their love because their living was based in emotionality, the love for things, the love for people, and not from the heart that loved life itself. Your living must reflect the love of your life. And this is not a person. This is a presence. The greatest virtue is to be respectful in all ways to whatever is before you, whether you and I like it or not. It is a gentleness that must happen, a refusal to use our power to harm another person, no matter what they have done to us. This is a living. It has nothing to do with our day-to-day operations as we would like to think of it. And yet it has everything to do with our day-to-day living and how we approach other people as well as ourselves. We need to feel our future. And when we're little people, we were taught to be afraid of our future. Even now, this is very prevalent in my work. I see it with the millennials that I have, and the Gen Xers. They just don't get it. They had very, very, very frightened parents. And they taught them no respect for the within. The reason you don't have the ilk to work upon yourself, I mean truly work upon yourself, is because your parents didn't give you love. They gave you the living of emotion. They taught you to be afraid and to be selfish, not generous. You never gave, and if you even thought of giving, you would give only to the deserving. But who is deserving? Those that made you rich? Who's deserving? Those who look at you and ignore your faults while you continue on with them? I mean, when's the last time you had a real conversation with someone? Someone of the light, someone of the heart, and you could hear what they were saying to you. People get insulted very easily. As Jesus said, blessed is he who is not insulted in me. You can tell if you're a virtuous person because you cannot be insulted. Our living leads us to life. Our life leads us to the bigger realm, the realm of reincarnation, the realm of karma. And until we change, until we transcend, until we go beyond the confines of our sensibilities, we cannot find the way. And the way will sound very strange to us. Impossible. Consciousness must replace conclusions. If you have come to a conclusion about anything you've missed, what is the conclusion of yourself upon your own life? This is what is most important. What is that conclusion? Have you done everything you really could have in this world, in your living? Could you have been more forgiving, kinder, more generous? Could you have been worthy? Worthy of your own virtue, your deepest virtue, not your sensibilities and what you thought was right. I've had too many people say, well, in this work that you teach, I hear this. It sounds to me like you're just giving away the farm. Well, maybe so. Maybe it's time to give away the farm. What have you been clinging to that you have called your living? And when you think about your life with me, just think about this with me right now. What did it amount to? Were you one of those people, as Lhotse talks about, who cared only about your riches, whatever they may be to you, and not what your riches were doing to you? How they were disintegrating your ability to understand beyond your five senses, beyond your logic and reasoning? This is the essence of it all. You must understand, this is a much bigger picture than you may think. And we have reduced our living down to just survival, self-preservation, that's all it's really about. Because most people did not work upon themselves, did not have parents that helped them work upon themselves. They were only interested in get an education, get out there and survive. Make us proud of you. As long as that has been the single most important motivation of your life, your living would be only filled with the petty, the fol-de-rol of living, in ambition, pride, and vanity. I have students who are honest with me. And they'll say, my pride goes before everything. I don't do anything unless it will give me some sense of stature with another person, my power over them, or their power over me. You hold in your hand the ability to bring peace on earth. Not in an entirety of this earth, but the earth that lives within you. Your living is your earth. How do you tend to it? How do you deal with it? Most people are indifferent. And anything that embarrasses them about how they have lived their life, the way they have lived their life, with whom they lived their living with, and made their life, is just too much for them. Most people go through life and never know why. They don't see the bigger picture. And even if they do, just for a moment, they can't understand it. They have no place to put it in their repertoire of living. How are you listening to this discourse? If you are listening it from your living, you will be confused. You will not like what you hear. If you are living it from the realization of your life and what you have done to it, then it takes on a whole new meaning, a whole new texture. If you focus on your living as the means to your life, you will miss your entire existence here. And you will have to go back over and over again and relive so many difficulties. As the Zen master said to me when I was younger, "Well, Gregory, it's going to be one damn thing after another, isn't it?" When he said that to me, it broke something. Something that needed to be broken. My complacency to live my life as I did, as I would have. No, in that moment, he gave me my life. In that simple statement, he gave me my life, and he shaped my living, how I was going to be a teacher, the disappointments, the insults, the craziness of people. If you take it personally, it'll drive you nuts. But he gave me something more. The ability to see that bigger picture. From then on, generosity, forgiveness, mercy, compassion. These were the elements of everything I did and do. Not because they're the right thing to do, but because they reflect my life. So when I say something to you, like, let love live you, you think of it and go, "Well, you know, Greg, you know how he is." Let love live you. Let that be your life. And in everything you do, rather than living from the idea of my idea of living to life, we do it backwards. We know our life as love, as kindness, as forbearance and compassion. And that becomes our living. And so few of us, well, precious few of us, seem to care about that. Let's meditate together. I always love doing this with you. I want you to sit with the phrase, let love live you. Just sit with it. Without fighting it. without trying to comprehend it. Just sit with it. Let